when Sam and Frodo have fallen asleep on each other, and Gollum comes back to them. And I just want to read this little passage here. "And so Gollum found them hours later when he returned, crawling and creeping down the path out of the gloom ahead. Sam sat propped against the stone, his head dropping sideways and his breathing heavy. In his lap lay Frodo's head, drowned deep in sleep. Upon his white forehead lay one of Sam's brown hands, and the other lay softly upon his master's breast. Peace was in both their faces. Gollum looked at them. A strange expression passed over his lean, hungry face. The gleam faded from his eyes, and they went dim and gray, old and tired. A spasm of pain seemed to twist him, and he turned away, peering back up toward the pass, shaking his head as if engaged in some interior debate. Then he came back, and slowly, putting out a trembling hand, very cautiously he touched Frodo's knee. But almost the touch was a caress. For a fleeting moment, could one of the sleepers have seen him, they would have thought that they beheld an old, weary hobbit, shrunken by the years that had carried him far beyond his time, beyond friends and kin, and the fields and streams of youth, an old, starved, pitiable thing. But at that touch, Frodo stirred and cried out softly in his sleep, and immediately Sam was wide awake. The first thing he saw was Gollum, pawing at Master, as he thought. "Hey, you," he said roughly, "what are you up to?"
"Nothing, nothing," said Gollum softly. "Nice, Master."
"I dare say," said Sam, "but where have you been to, sneaking off and sneaking back, you old villain?" And Gollum withdraws himself. Gollum, who had been up to that moment about to repent, and who felt a great love for Frodo because of Sam's harsh words, which at that point were not deserved, fails. And Tolkien wrote, "I wept when I wrote that scene." And it is the most powerful, moving scene in The Lord of the Rings because exactly, it's the failure of repentance. And even though there was no real chance that Gollum would repent, he's done so much evil, yet there was that small chance, and yet it gets ruined. So, Gollum then leads Frodo and Sam through the tunnels of Shelob, the evil spider creature. And Shelob attacks them, but Frodo and Sam drive her off temporarily and actually get through into Mordor. But Shelob isn't dead yet, and she comes rushing out, stings Frodo, and then in a giant battle with Sam, is defeated and chased away, though not killed. But Sam thinks Frodo is dead because he's paralyzed and he's wrapped up in spider silk. And so Sam takes the ring from Frodo in an effort to go on and finish the quest. But then a group of orcs come along and pick up Frodo's body. And by overhearing them, Sam learns that Frodo is alive and not dead. And so the very last line of The Two Towers is, "Frodo is alive, but was taken by the enemy." It's one of the great cliffhangers, because when the books were published, there was, of course, a very long delay between when The Two Towers was published and when The Return of the King came out, and people desperately wanted to know what happened there. The Two Towers has shown in the macrocosm of the great battles in Rohan and against Saruman, and in the microcosm of Frodo and Sam's journey, about the struggle that each of these sets of characters has had to accomplish in order to at least have a chance to defeat Sauron, even though that's an impossible chance. And now that Frodo is actually captured, it seems like all hope is lost. But one of the major themes of The Return of the King, which is the subject of the next lecture, is that giving up hope is never acceptable to Tolkien, and that those who maintain hope will be rewarded for it in some way.
This ends Lecture 6. If you borrow this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399 and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.